Peter, before Vocus or Harrow or A Year to 10%, how did you yourself first get involved with social media?
You know, I've always been online in some capacity or another, either as growing up in high school and not having a lot of friends and, you know, learning about a computer and a bulletin board, or when I left college, after graduating college and in grad school, I discovered America Online. I started working for AOL. I was actually one of the founders of the newsroom at America Online, so I have a really long history in being in the online world, and, you know, social media is really nothing new. It's just a different way of saying communication with people. You know, it's just become sort of a lot easier to do it, but there really is no difference than the same thing it was 10, 20 years ago. It's a lot easier to reach people in a much quicker environment.
Tell me, please, about your journey from that AOL newsroom. You were the editor to founding Harrow. Help a reporter out.
Yeah, I was working at AOL as one of the founding editors there, and when I left AOL, I moved back to New York and was consulting for a period of time, and over time consulting, I would talk to reporters and people I knew, and I'd meet people, and, you know, they'd always say, oh, you know a lot of people, who do you know, and how can you help me, and things like that. I just figured there had to be an easier way than constantly searching for people, so I created a basic Facebook group, and the Facebook group we sort of outgrew the Facebook group almost immediately, and launched the website. The website became Help a Reporter, and the rest is really kind of history.
And now you are the small business evangelist for Vocus a year after selling Harrow, if I have my information correct.
That is correct, indeed, yeah.
So many of our students at PCC are really social media savvy for fun and to help out friends, as you did. But how can they use those skills to build their own futures, as you did with Harrow?
You know, I think one of the things to know about social media is it's not really all about social media. What it's about is being able to listen, being able to talk to your audience, being able to understand what your audience wants when they want it. Now, I found really, really great success with just doing things as simple as listening to what people are saying and understanding when they have problems and reaching out to them when they don't have problems and just saying, hey, well, thanks for being a customer. You know, one of the best things I think your audience can do, as we're sitting here right now, think about the best customer you have. Think about that number one customer that you love to deal with. Get off, you know, finish this interview, finish listening to this, and then get on the phone and call them and just say, hey, I was thinking about my best customer. Someone told me to think about my best customer, and I decided it was you, and I just wanted to call and say, thanks for being a customer. That's going to generate sales.
Now, as a college student, we're the ultimate small business people. We don't really have a, quote, best customer yet.
Well, but you know what you kind of do? Think about it this way. You have best teachers. You have best pizza places. You have best places you go. It doesn't have to be a customer necessarily. It could be your favorite hangout, your favorite pizza place, where you go and say, you know what, I know you're the manager. I just want to tell you, I love this place, and I love coming here. And, you know, if you ever need someone to try a new product or you're launching something and you want to see how it goes, call me, I'd be happy to do it. What you're doing is you're making contact, and you're generating people to know who you are, and that's going to come in handy for the rest of your life, not just tomorrow.
I love that idea of networking. Let's expand on that. You talk to the manager of your favorite pizza place, and they say, sure, we're trying a new anchovy and mushroom pizza next week. How do you go from that to building a relationship that ultimately is maybe going to network you into an internship, a job, something of that nature?
I can tell you that a lot of hiring managers love pizza. And if you're the person who has the information about the latest mushroom anchovy that hasn't hit the market yet, and you say, hey, I know for a fact it's coming out next week, let me know. I know the guy who runs it. I can get you one before it hits the market. You have an inside edge. It's all about creating that inside edge. You know, essentially, you're promoting yourself. You're self-promoting. But when self-promotion is done right, it's not self-promotion. It's help. And everyone loves to be helped. So when you're the guy who people call because you can help them, that's not self-promotion. That's getting yourself a new job.
Let's continue with that idea of self-promotion, because a lot of people at Pasadena City College are looking for internships. They're going to be transferring in another 2 years. They're trying to get a job with internships. How do you put your best face forward on social media to say, hey, I'm the person who could help you?
You want to be that person everyone knows. You know, you want to be the person tweeting out interesting information, not just, hey, you know, here's what I'm doing right now. You want to be tweeting out valuable information, things that people want to know, things that people might not know. You want to be the person who breaks news. You know, people still come to me saying 2 years after it happened and say, oh, I first heard about Michael Jackson's death from you, you know, or I first heard about the plane in the Hudson from your tweets or your photo. You know, everyone carries a camera with them all the time. It's called their phone. Be ready to take that great photo of something, but breaking news, whatever the case may be, and get it up on the site first. You want to be that person with your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the world at all times.
In fact, we may want to mention as a side here, on your Shankman.com, you have a picture of smoke. Is that what that was, where you say this couldn't possibly be good?
Yep. You know, there are times when I've found tons of things like that, you know, and being able to get the photo up on Facebook or on Twitter or some sort of network where people can see it and attribute it back to you, you become that person who has that information as it's happening. That's what you really want.